The Shabbos before Purim is Shabbos Parsha Zachar. So the meaning Yisrael is that you come to Shul and you hear Parsha Zachar. So where's the source that you have to hear Parsha Zachar B'tibor? Because according to the Rambam, you just have to Zechira B'pez enough. According to Tosfos, he tells us you need a Sefer Torah. But where is the source that you need Parsha Zachar B'tzibor? So there's a famous rush. The Gemara on the Gemara in Brachas Mem Zayin Amabez, that Ma'isa B'Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Elezer one day entered the Beis HaKnesses, and he was looking for a minyan. However, they only had 9 meals, and an Eved Kenani. So Rabbi Elezer wanted to free his slave, and therefore he'd become a Ben Chorin, and therefore he'd be able to count for a minyan. So the Gemara says, but how could Rabbi Elezer free his slave? There's a biblical prohibition, Olam Bahem Tavodu, that you're not allowed to free an Eved Kenani. So the Gemara answers, no, mitzvah shani. The Gemara says, for mitzvah purposes, we'll assume tefillah b'tzibor, kaddish, but for mitzvah purposes, it's permitted. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? We know the Gemara in Lulav HaGazel and other Gemaras. There's a principle of mitzvah ha-ba-ba-veira. If you steal a lulav, not only don't you get the mitzvah of the Dalad Minim, but you're violating Geneva Gezela. So how does it help? What do you mean, mitzvah shani? A great mitzvah shani, you don't get the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah habab avera by freeing the Eved and then making the minyan. So the Gemara says, you're right. Mitzvah de rabim shani. A regular mitzvah, we apply the principle of mitzvah habab avera. But a public mitzvah, mitzvah de rabim, that we say, you could violate olam behem ta'avodu. So that's the Gemara. So there's a whole discussion in the Rishonim, the Rush and others, like what's pshat in this Gemara? In other words, the simple reading of this Gemara is, olam behem ta'avodu is a biblical prohibition, and let's call it tefillah b'tzibor. At best, it's a rabbinical mitzvah. So it seems to be that a rabbinical mitzvah of tefillah b'tzibor seems to override the biblical prohibition of olam behem ta'avodu. So where does this come up? It comes up in Avelis. The halacha is, someone dies on Chol HaMoed to do the kfura right away. However, there is no Avelis on Yontif. Why not? Because the Gemara tells us in Moed Katan, Dav Yudalad Amud Beis, that Simchas Yontif overrides Avelis, that there is, Avelis cannot coexist on Yontif. So the Gemara says, because the mitzvah de Rabim, it's a public mitzvah for Klal Yisrael to celebrate Yontif, it's only a private affair for mourning. That's why when a chassan comes into a shul, you know, it affects the whole tzibur. If an avel is davening in shul, it doesn't take on the din of an avel. You have the regular halachas. But Avelis is a private affair. So therefore, the public mitzvah of Simchas Yontif overrides the private mitzvah of Avelis. It's a machlokas Rambam and Tosfos how you learn the Gemara. Everyone agrees to the results. The Rambam holds Simchas Yontif, even Bizman Azeh, is Daraisa, even without the Basar Shlamim. And the Rambam and other Sephardi Rishonim hold Avelis Yom Rishon is Daraisa. Perhaps you need Misa and Kfura on the same day, perhaps not. But Avelis Yom Rishon is Daraisa. So according to the Rambam, you have the mitzvah derabim deraisa beats out a mitzvah deyachid deraisa. The public mitzvah of simcha overrides the private mitzvah of avelis. And Tosfos, it's a double machlokas. Tosfos says, no. Today, simchas yontif is only derabanan because we don't have basar, we don't have the beis hamikdash, we don't bring karbanas. And according to the Tosfos, going to Ashkenaz Ramah, avelis yom rishon, Shon is derabanan. We don't have Avelis deraisa. So it comes the mitzvah derabim of Simchas Yontif, the mitzvah derabim derabanan of Simchas Yontif beats out the mitzvah derabanan the yachid of Avelis. So either way, everyone agrees to the facts. The shaila is as follows. What happens if someone dies on Chol HaMoed, and then, so when does Avelis begin? So according to us, it shouldn't be an issue, because it's a Yontif Sheni, we hold Simchas Yontif's Drabanan anyway. But according to the Svardim, according to the Svardi Rishonim who hold Simchas Yontif is Deraisa Bisman Hazeh, that's why it supersedes. But on Yontif Sheni, it's only Drabanan. So the question is, you have according to these Rishonim, Avelis Yom Rishon is Deraisa, Yontif Sheni Shel Golias. And Simchas Yontif is only Drabanan on Yontif Sheni. So you have a public rabbinic mitzvah versus a private rabbinic. We have a public rabbinic mitzvah versus a private biblical mitzvah. So the question is, what wins? These Dot Avelis on. That's a discussion. The Rishonim, what we do is, Halacha L'divrei HaMekel B'Avelis, the Ramban writes in Torah Sadam, and we count the first day, but we don't start actually sitting Avelis, Nehugli Avelis, until after. So we count Yontif Sheni as day one, but we don't start actually sitting on the ground and doing the Nehugli Avelis until the next day. So that's the Shaila here. So yeah, so the Rush makes a comment, and don't, you know what? I know what you're thinking. Don't tell me that when Rebbe Eliezer went to free his slave, this happened to be Shabbos Parsha Zohar. So why is that relevant? Because then it would be, but then it wouldn't, so then that sort of makes sense then. Then it wouldn't be a Shaila. It would be a mitzvah derabim deraisa Parsha Zohar versus a private deraisa of freeing the slave. So he says don't say it. Others might say it, but he says don't say it. But what do we see? The Rush is learning the Parsha Zohar is a mitzvah derabim. It's a mitzvah on the tzibur. You have to do Parsha Zohar. So from this Rush, that becomes our chumra, our minug. We always try to hear Parsha Zohar b'tzibur based on this Rush. That the Rush, because who cares if why did he have to free a slave? If it was Parsha Zohar, so what? Just listen, you could do Zohar without a minion. Apparently. He said, don't say it because it's not mashma that way, but the implication is that in order to fulfill Parsha Zohar Daraisa, you would need a minion. So that's a general debate whether you do Avelis, you know, the issue of the Rishonim, whether on Yontif Sheni, do you do, which one wins? So that's a general debate, whether we say, the Shail is, whether Mitzvah Derabim Derabanan beats out a Mitzvah Deraisa the Yachid. So that's the Rush that says that we get the source from that one needs to hear Parsha Zohar B'Tzibur. What's the pshat in the Rush? Why do we need Parsha Zohar B'Tzibur? We don't do Kiddush B'Tzibur. We didn't do other Zechiras. What forced the Rush to learn that you need a B'Tzibur? So perhaps this could be the issue is on what is the nature of the mitzvah of Melchamas Amalek. Again, assuming that the mitzvah of Zechira is connected to Mechia, which is a discussion. If Zechira is mitam Mechia, so it's a discussion. The Ramban in Parashat Yisei, the Meshach Chochma, on whether the mitzvah of Mechia Samoek, is that a Choves HaYochid or is a Choves HaTzibur? In other words, if I see someone on the street, do I have to go ahead and kill him because he's from Amalek? That's not the halacha. The halacha is when you have a melech, when you have a king, because it talks about the Rambam writes, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, he gives us the different things. I think he says to appoint a king, and he talks about destroying Amalek and building a Beis HaMikdash. So it's Mashmitz Midin Melech. So that, as a famous Briska Rav, that at the we find that it's only from a Tziva Hashem. Could we find other places where no one's killing Amalek? So either way, that's a discussion with the Kolesh Hatziva. So according to the rest seems to be learning that Mechias Amalek is Midin Tzibor, Choves Hatzibor. So if you So if he's, so if you're assuming zechira mitam mechia, and mechia is a mitzvah satzibur, so too parshas zocha would be a chovesik. So that's the whole debate, but it's all based on this rush. That's why l'chatchila, once you try to hear parshas zocha, bitzibur.